I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Armed conflict in the Central African Republic is expected to cause food shortages for 2.3 million people this year, says the United Nations. Fighting spiked after December's elections, forcing thousands to flee. World Mission's Greg Kelly says believers are struggling, but they have their eyes fixed on Christ.
Now they're asking for treasures, which are solar-powered audio Bibles, in the Arabic language, so they can go and reach these rebel groups that are essentially their tormentors. Even though they are suffering, God has given them such a compassion and a heart for their tormentors, knowing that these individuals, the perpetrators of violence against them, need Jesus.
By partnering with World Mission, you can send help and hope to Christians in the Central African Republic, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And after seizing power from the elected government, Myanmar's military continues using violence against civilians. Amnesty International reports the military has been using increasingly lethal force during protests. Despite the chaos, Jason Wolford says Mission Cry has been able to get a shipment of repurposed Bibles and Christian books into the country.
They're already being distributed in that location. These Bibles and Christian books went to a college and a seminary. As they have said, now they have the biggest library in the entire country because of the shipment that we sent them.
Christians will distribute Bibles as they go out to give people food and water. Pray the love of Christians in Myanmar would serve as a beacon of hope for the whole country. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for their free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.